Last time on Into the Dark, I, Leonard, took over as narrator. And to tell you the truth, we're in for a much better show. We join our hero, Jarrett, as he runs through some trees, crying like a tiny bitch.
My mom fucked my idol. I don't know what my life is anymore. I can't trust anyone but myself! Why me, God? What plan do you have for me, Lord?
I'm sorry, Leonard. I'm not getting it. Why are we walking around this old forest? Who are we looking for, exactly?
Whoa, where'd you all come from?
Okay, wait a minute. Leonard, so let me get this straight. Now that you're the narrator, you're just gonna put yourself in the story.
Well, I saw there were two Leonard characters in the cast list. Look, see? Leonard, that's me, and Leonard 2. This other guy's a fake. Oh, and look, there's two Beckys. Becky 2, parenthesis, Roxy. Wait, Roxy? Holy shit, there's two of each of us. You're Becky 1, and Roxy is Becky 2. I'm Leonard 1, and Leonard 2 is out in the world probably making me look like a fool in front of Roxy.
Who's this Roxy person now?
Oh, that's just someone who looks exactly like you, who, I ran into her after you died, and she comforted me. She was like, she was a platonic, what's it called? Unrequited, and nothing happened.
Leonard, stop, you're confusing me.
I can see that, yeah. This is a very complicated story I'm inheriting, but we're just gonna make the best of it, okay? You watch this. Jarrett was startled, look at this, as Roxy and Leonard 2, oh shit, stumble upon them.
Whoa, where'd you all come from? It's okay, I'm not dangerous.
You there, are you a virgin?
Well, yeah. I'm a proud warrior of a fantastic virgin army. We're killing monsters and turning the darkness back to light. Yo, check it out. The monsters are attracted by our virginity, and we ambush them.
You're a proud virgin?
This guy, right? What a dipshit.
I finally found you. And now absolutely you're going to die.
Whoa. What's his name?
Leonard, you've been acting really weird.
So Leonard 2 reveals that he's been holding a sharp-pointed stick the entire time. Slowly, he raises it towards Jarrett's neck.
Oh, he sounds like a version of you I'd actually like.
Becky, will you go watch Malachi while I get this story moving? I'm trying to narrate.
Malachi, don't touch that! I told you that you will chop your fingers right off!
So she likes Leonard 2 more than me, huh? Leonard 2 holds up his stupid stick like a pole vault. Roxy is confused because Leonard 1, me, I'm Leonard 1, isn't there cracking wise. Leonard 2 is kissing his biceps. He's doing all this stuff that, like, Gaston did in Beauty and the Beast.
Are you kissing your biceps, dude?
Whoa, Leonard? Is it Leonard? Calm down, dude.
What are you doing, Leonard? He said he's friendly. Why are you aiming a stick at him?
Dude, I told you I'm just a virgin fighting for humanity against the dark forces. We have to work together to restore the world. You need me.
You're more than a virgin, Jarrett. You're the chosen one. I'm here to destroy you and stop you from reaching your full potential. Because the prophecy must fail.
Damn, this just got good. First we killed a bunch of blind kids. Now we get to kill a bunch of virgins?
Please don't kill me. I'm not a threat to you. I only fight monsters.
Leonard!
Take that!
No!
Butch!
Hey, kid.
You saved my life, Butch.
I'm your daddy.
You motherfucker!
Hey. Did you guys hear that?
I
was not
supposed to be killed. This.
What the fuck? Leonard was a robot the whole time?
Well, how about that? Did I mess up the story or did I make it much better? Look, the real Leonard is me. I'm in a monster's belly telling this story. Fake Leonard is dead. I killed him. He was a robot. Roxy and Alfonso are totally relieved that I took care of him and made Butch kill him. This episode of Enter the Dark featured the talents of Matt Johnson, Kelsey Abbott, Wade Randolph, Eric Bauza, Sav Nigerian, and Abed Geith.